In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. The readings today for the cross were from the Old Testament, like they usually are on a feast day, on Vespers. And two of them had explicit references to the cross. Moses cast the tree into the waters, and the bitter waters of Marah were made sweet, drinkable. And then the other, the last reference would be from the third reading, from Isaiah, when he talks about the footstool being made glorious, the footstool of his feet, meaning, of course, where the Lord put his feet. It's referring to the cross. But the second reading doesn't refer to the cross at all. There's lots of things in the Old Testament that refer to the cross. We've heard some of them already in the Vesper service when Moses was holding his hands in the arm of a in the form of a cross, and they were defeating Amalek. His hands had to be held up so that he could stay in the form of a cross and defeat Amalek. The Passover, when the angel of death came, if there was a cross, a symbol on the door, because the letter that they were told to use looks like a cross, then the angel of death did not go to that home. There's lots of other references to the cross in the Old Testament. And yet, we have this reference from Proverbs, which is about wisdom. This wisdom that is being spoken about is indeed Jesus Christ. We are to acquire wisdom. That's the purpose of our life. To have Jesus Christ abide in us, to become like him. Now, in the context of this feast day, I would submit to you that the only way to acquire wisdom is the way of the cross. So this is sort of a gigantic lesson, not in so many words, not explicitly, but by context. We must follow the way of the cross if we are to have wisdom. And there is nothing more important than wisdom. The purpose of our life is to acquire wisdom. And the only way is the way of the cross. We must understand what this way is. Now, there's many other things that the church has for us to learn about the cross. Certainly, the readings from St. John and from Galatians will teach us about the way of the cross. When the Lord says we must deny ourselves and take up the way of the cross, this explains more about what it is. That means to deny. To deny what? To deny happiness? No. To deny the things that are not in accordance with God. To be willing to suffer. The way of the cross does not mean absolutely that we must suffer, especially in terms of martyrdom or some sort of oppression, but it must mean that we would be willing to, and that we would allow ourselves to suffer when we deny ourselves of our passions. So the way of the cross is the only way that makes us live. And this reading, sandwiched in the middle of two obvious readings about the cross, teaches us that just by its placement. So may we acquire wisdom. We acquire wisdom only by following the way of the cross. The blessing of the Lord be upon you through his grace and love for mankind, always, now, and ever, and under the ages of ages.